Hello everyone, it's time for another live look at the astrology. My name is Katie Sweetman, and this is your look at the astrology for February 26th through March 3rd, 2024. So yes, we are wrapping up February and we are going into March very, 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 very soon. And as I record this, we are about 1 month away from our first eclipse. So we are about to go into a month that has an eclipse, and you maybe know the drill at this point. It means that life's gonna get a little bit interesting. But that said, we've got a lot to talk about this week. We've got a big focus on Saturn. We have what's called the annual Sun-Saturn conjunction. It is our checkpoint for our work with Saturn, particularly in Saturn, the sign of Pisces, from 2023 all the way to 2026. I'll get more into that, because when we have a lot of Saturn energy in the sky, we need to make commitments, we need to make decisions, we need to step up in our duties and our responsibilities, and it could be a little bit of a heavy, not necessarily bad heavy, but a week that tries to put things into order, for example. But for those that don't know who I am, my name is Katie Sweetman, and I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. And every week we gather live to look at the astrology. And you hear me say it every week, the astrology is 50%. You are the other 50%. So how are we doing? I know it's Pisces season. It means we are beginning to wrap up our time with the zodiac, which means we are also wrapping up our time with the astrological year. Yes, Pisces is the last sign. Astrology is a calendar, so it means that we are in the final month of the astrological year. And the thing about time through the prism of astrology is that time is lived symbolically, it's lived seasonally, and that each month is meant to reveal an aspect of life, to get us to grow and evolve, to discover. And that's personally why I really love the zodiac, because it is this very ancient template, a framework for living and discovering our lives and just discovering why we're here. And Pisces being the last sign of the zodiac prepares us for the end. It also brings us beyond the physical and the material plane. That's its job. It is a water sign. It is the last water sign. Sort of my joke is that the zodiac does not end with Aquarius, which means it does not end with rational, analytical thinking. It means that we need to get in touch with our intuition as well. So I see some familiar faces in the chat. If you are watching live, say hello. And even if you aren't watching live, always nice to see where everybody is located. And so, yeah, how are we all doing? So let's start talking about Saturn. So if you follow me on Instagram, or even if you've signed up for my newsletter, I spoke a little bit about Saturn Masterclass. So I'm launching another cohort, another series of Saturn Masterclass. For me, it is a special and powerful journey through each of the 12 zodiac signs with Saturn as our guide. Saturn Masterclass isn't a class about Saturn. It's a work about life. It's teaching you about Saturn, but more importantly, it's teaching you about your space, your time, your astrology. And Saturn, and one of the reasons I love Saturn, and somebody on here wants to ask, like, Katie, why do you like Saturn so much? Because in traditional astrology, Saturn is something called a malefic. It means it's a bearer of bad fortune and ill whatever, and it certainly has a bit of a reputation even in modern astrology. And for me, it's not to strip away Saturn's maybe, let's say, less than easy side. But one of the reasons I love Saturn is that Saturn really sets the time and rhythm. It tells us where things are building, where we need to do our work, where we need to be in balance. Saturn is exalted in the sign of Libra. I realize that's a little bit of a technical point for a lot of you, but because Saturn is exalted in Libra, it teaches us that life just needs balance, it needs equity and fairness. And even on a very sort of small personal level, you know what it feels like when things are not in balance, when things are not fair, when things are not equitable. So we need to put things in order whenever we come up to a strong Saturn energy. So my course launches on March 23rd, so a month from now, but there is a super early registration that's ending on February 28th. So in a couple of days, you get some bonuses if you do it early, and it's meant to be a transformation work. It's not meant to be you just sort of turn off your screen and you sort of listen. It's to feel and to integrate and to re-meet the building blocks of your life through the prism of astrology and through the prism of your astrology. So I wanted to mention that because this week the sun, the Pisces sun, meets up with Saturn in Pisces. So for those that have been playing along at home, Saturn has been in Pisces since March 7th of 2023. So just shy of a year, Saturn spends 3 years in a zodiac sign. So from March of 2020 to March of 2023, Saturn was in Aquarius. Now Saturn's in Pisces because Aquarius is after Pisces. Aquarius is before Pisces. Sorry, I did that wrong. But wherever Saturn is, we need to really pay attention to that part of our life. And you may be thinking, Katie, I'm not a Pisces. I don't even have any planets in Pisces. How is this relevant to me? And it's something that I have to say over and over again. You are all 12 zodiac signs. You're not just your sun sign. In fact, you have a moon sign. You have a Venus sign. You have a Mars, Saturn, Jupiter, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto. And each of those planets is a key for you to discover. Not just to discover your life, discover your personality, but to discover capital L life and all the different beautiful interworkings of life. And so Saturn is the key to understanding how our lives unfold, the time in which our lives unfolds. When we reach personal milestones, you will see Saturn in the wings when somebody has a baby, gets married, makes a big move, receives a big promotion, receives an achievement. This is why I love Saturn, because that's a bit different than how we're taught about Saturn in astrology. Saturn, ill fortune, loss, suffering. There's two sides to every planet. Even Saturn, even Pluto, but not to get on a tangent. So this week we have a check-in with a story that began a year ago and a story that will unfold into February of 2026. Yes, 2026. And again, you may be thinking, I'm not a Pisces. I don't have any plans in Pisces, but Pisces is a part of your astrology somewhere. It may be a career sign. It may be a relationship sign. It may be your health and wellness. It really depends on your sun sign and if you know your exact birth time, your rising sign as well. So knowing where that work is happening can get us to see maybe the events that are happening this week a little bit differently, to engage in the events of this week a little bit differently. We have both personal time is connected and highly calibrated to our own personal astrology, but we also have collective time. And so there's the collective time of a zodiac sign, there's the collective sign of the collective. And so this week, Sun Saturn conjunction means that this is a week for commitments, duties, responsibilities, maturity, making maybe major decisions, receiving some sort of change of status, a promotion, a pat on the back sometimes is Saturn. Saturn is the mentor and the authority figure. And there will be moments in life where we have to become the mentor and the authority figure. So it's to see how is this energy unfolding for you. And I'm sure this is not you, but sometimes when we have strong Saturn energies, we get the hard no. The hard no meaning that we haven't been doing things the right way. Sort of my joke about Saturn is it can be the life coach, it can be the parent, it can be the cops. I'm sure that's not, no cops are coming for you this week. But it's just, to mind how we're doing things this week. Do things in integrity, do things with accountability, because you don't want to cut corners when there's strong Saturn energy in the astrology of the week. So the other reason I love Saturn, and I think I already said this, is that it shows where we are building something. And Saturn in your own personal astrology, your Saturn sign, based on the year you were born, the day you were born, and sometimes even the time, if you were born on the day that Saturn changed signs, shows the core theme of your life that you are building around. And for me, and when I discovered Saturn in my own astrology during my Saturn return, age 29, which is age 29 is one of the most important years of anybody's life, I was like, wow, why doesn't everybody know more about Saturn? It's so important. It really takes a lot of the guesswork out of things. It really gives you this framework to live by and to grow by and to learn and discover and to build and to become. And then eventually you'll get to the second Saturn return, age 59, age 58, 59. And that's when you become Saturn. You become the authority. You become the mentor. It's not to say that this can't happen before then, but that's sort of the general the general scheme of things. But yes, it's not to say that, you know, something is going to happen if you're going through your Saturn return, or you're even maybe you're, I don't know, the first or second Saturn return. It really depends on the sign, because Saturn could be in a place that talks about your voice. And it's not necessarily an event. It's, you know, this work to really discover how to use your words, to think, to discover, to focus on your education, to take your choices seriously, for example. So that's Saturn. And when we look back, when we look back at 2024, we'll see key times where our life is building. So Sun-Saturn conjunction this week, it says end of February into March is a key time that shows where something is building and taking place and constructing. Eventually Mars, at the end of March, will get into Pisces, and then in April it'll make the conjunction to Saturn. So April is also a powerful month, plus eclipses. Then we have Saturn retrograde at the end of June. So the end of June into beginning of July is also a very structural time. Then we get to the Pisces lunar eclipse on September 17th. That's another time where the energy is highlighted, but although it's an eclipse. Then Saturn turns direct, I think it's November 15th. That's another structural point for the year. And then all these points build, and then we get to the beginning of 2026. And in theory, we should see something. That's how it works. Anyway, so that's Saturn. We also have Mars square Jupiter this week. Mars right now is in Aquarius. It's a little bit tucked behind the scenes because the Sun is in Pisces. But so this energy isn't necessarily very overt. It's more existential. It's more, you know, really focusing deep down inside. Mars, you know, Jupiter is in what's called the third right now, the third of the Sun. So this is a week for, or it's a thing, it even goes into last week, major decisions, sort of builds upon the Sun-Saturn conjunction. Information where we have to weigh our options, weigh our choices, and really try to see if our choices are lining up with what's in our heart and our spirit and our soul. So there may be a little bit of an existential element to this week, or a philosophical element this week, or one where ideas and information really illuminate a new way of thinking. There are key moments in our life where the light bulb goes off. We need that. That is the fuel for our life. And so, especially as we go into next week, be open to the light bulb. So let's get into the astrology of this week, February 26th through March 3rd, 2024. So I think I said this in the introduction, but as we start the week, the moon is in Libra. So as I record this, the moon is just a degree off of the degree of the March 25th Libra lunar eclipse. We are bang on 1 month before a lunar eclipse. The funny thing about eclipses, you've maybe heard me talk about this before, is that eclipses can show themselves before the eclipse. Eclipses can show themselves after the eclipse. The moon hitting 5 degrees today, or at least as I record this, may talk about an eclipse event or something that is tied two events in March and April with the eclipse. It's not going to be the case for everybody, but it's worth paying attention to. The eclipses in a month and a half from now, they will be in Libra and Aries. Libra, Aries are the relational axis of the zodiac. Aries is I, it is the self, it is the individuality, it is the ability to stand on your own two feet, to know what you want and to go after it. Libra, everything in balance, meaning we can't be so Aries that we forget about Libra. We forget about negotiation, compromise, learning to find the solution that works for everybody. Libra is relationships, famously so, but don't get too in the focus about relationships as a romantic construct, because we are social creatures as human beings. And we all need connection. So there's a little bit of a work that needs to happen right now around relationships, socialization, interaction, partnership, because the south node of the moon is in Libra. So when the south node is in a sign, it's a little bit complicated. It means that there's this energy of the past. We have to reach into the well of our experiences, our subconscious memory, maybe in past lives, if you believe in that, and do our karmic work. So it means that with these eclipses coming up, relationships and individuality will be core themes. And if you recall, we had an eclipse in Libra back on October 14th. We will have an eclipse in Aries, pretty much bookending one another on April 8th. This is the very same solar eclipse that will be visible in the United States. So eclipse season, it's like one area of your life, or in the case of two eclipses, two areas of your life. It's like you're in a room, the room is a certain way, you close the door and then you open the door and the room is rearranged. That's what eclipses do. But for some people, especially if you're an Aries and Libra, it is a very dynamic time for you. It's one that, that's the thing about astrology, makes more sense in hindsight. You really can see it in, when you look back, all these different points leading up to one another. Then we get into Tuesday, February 27th, and Mars in Aquarius makes a square to Jupiter at 10 degrees. So Mars is in Aquarius, Jupiter is in Taurus. These are what are called fixed signs. Fixed energy, fixed signs. These are my Tauruses, my Leos, my Scorpios, my Aquariuses. That energy, as you can imagine by the word, wants to keep things fixed. We need that energy in life. It is reliability. It is stability. So with Mars and Jupiter sort of poking at each other this week, we may see that the things that we thought were true, the things that we thought we believed in, the things that, you know, maybe we that reliability of something being a certain way, is there's a bit of a friction point. So that's the thing about Mars and Jupiter, is that it really sort of pushes and pulls, at the case of the fixed signs, these tectonic plates. It's just happening in places that are more internal, for example. But if you recall earlier in February, we did have some pretty intense energy with Venus and Mars and Pluto all in the early parts of Aquarius. So this is connecting to a story that is really at the beginning. You've heard me talk about this before. Pluto went into Aquarius on January 20th, it hadn't been in Aquarius for two centuries, except for last year for just 3 months, but that's just a little bit of a preview. Something is beginning to shift in your life. It may not be evident, and for some signs, it will be more evident. These are my fixed signs: Aquarius, Leo, Scorpio, Taurus. Again, fixed energy doesn't want things to change. There's good things and bad things about that. We need stability. We need reliability. But with Pluto now in Aquarius, it may mean that something is almost like I said, tectonic plates beginning to shift. And a lot of the seeds for the next 20 years, yes, the next 20 years, are being planted in February. Not exclusively, but we have these first early contacts with the what are called the personal planets in February. You know, Mars conjunct Pluto on the 14th, Venus conjunct Pluto, can't remember that date. But like I said, seeds the next 20 years are being planted in February 2024. Then we get into the 28th of February, and the Sun and Mercury both are in Pisces, and they meet up with Saturn. They meet up at 9 degrees of Pisces. This is what I was talking about in the introduction, is the Sun-Saturn conjunction, Mercury-Saturn conjunction. This happens once a year. It is a week, it is a day for you to get things in order, to cross the T's, to dot the I's, to do things the right way. Don't cut corners, don't try to skate by. That's not how Saturn works. But it's also a week if you really need that, Saturn as the life coach, Saturn as the, like, you know, roll up your sleeves and get things done and really work to build your future. Saturn's here. The thing that we need to keep in mind is that Saturn is in Pisces. And Pisces is a little bit of a funny placement for Saturn, because Saturn is the planet of matter, manifestation, and the material world, time, structure, the body, like the skeletal structure, teeth, bones. So in Pisces, Pisces is naturally immaterial. And so you see there's a little bit of two oil and water influences. It just means that Saturn isn't building something material right now. And this is the case even going into 2026. Saturn is building something that's emotional. It's intuitive, and it's also spiritual as well, because Pisces takes us beyond the physical plane. And of course, everybody believes different things. And so this is a week where we need to build and construct, whether it's to make an emotional commitment to somebody, to help, to support. If it's not about another person, it's about yourself. It's about really showing up for yourself, maybe making a commitment to yourself. And then, of course, you have to see where Sun and Saturn are coming together in your own personal astrology when we go through each of the 12 zodiac signs. But also events from this week are connected to events at different points throughout 2023 and events that will build us into 2026. Then we get to the end of the week on March 3rd. I probably will talk more about this next week. We have Venus in Aquarius makes a square to Uranus. And this is typically very energy that wants to awaken, it wants to transform, it wants to reinvent. Venus being this planet that does connect to the nodes and the eclipses and the south nodes in Libra, it may be a very interesting weekend for relationships. Whether a relationship needs to reinvent itself, redefine itself, break away, do things very differently. Uranus energy, Uranus is what's called an evolutionary planet, so its job is to get us to grow and evolve by any means possible. And so it does that work by shaking us awake. We can't be complacent with Uranus, and so it kind of is a very interesting end of the week, because Saturn is so much about being anchored and grounded and like following through and showing up and being on time. And then we get to Uranus, which is about breaking out of these Saturnian constructs and constraints. I say Saturnian because Uranus is the planet that follows Saturn in the solar system. Up until 1781, the last planet that we could see in the sky with the naked eye was Saturn. So Saturn, for much of human history, is the finality. It's what we can see. It's the farthest thing that we can see. So any planet beyond Saturn shakes that up. It awakens us to something that is typically unseen, unconscious. And it could mean that this is a weekend, and even going into next week, where something that is typically unseen or unconscious is made revealed. And this could, just because Venus is Venus, also talk about relationships, how we connect to one another, and maybe even something about an existing relationship. So that is your look at the astrology of this week. Let's look at each of the 12 zodiac signs. Starting with Aries. So Aries, Mars is your planet, and it's in Aquarius. It's in Aquarius all the way until the end of March. And so Aquarius for you is something called the 11th sign. And so there's a big focus right now on friends, community, getting involved in social issues and social causes. You've heard me talk about this in previous weeks. Pluto is in Aquarius, and it'll be in Aquarius in your what's called your 11th sign for the next 20 years. I know. So you're in this period where it's reshaping, reshifting, and transforming your relationship to the greater whole, your relationship to the group. The 11th in Aquarius also gets you to look outside yourself, to look out into the world, to think about your sense of belonging and sense of connection to the greater whole. That said, Pisces season is bringing you to the end of something. That's just the nature of this time of year, and that time of year doubly so because Saturn is also in Pisces. So since March 7th of 2023, you have a little bit of a visitor in something called your 12th sign. This tells me as an astrologer that until February of 2026, you're in a season of life about letting go. And I realize that's not always something that people want to hear. It's that reminder that life is about seasons. There will be times when things are growing, times when things are not growing, times when things are transitioning away. And it's an energy that has its time and place. And how, the question for you is, how do you want to honor that? And something that you can do very practically is that use this time to release and to let go. Maybe you need to clear out the last 30 years. You've got all the stuff that you've accumulated. Maybe it's not physical, external. Maybe it's internal and emotional. And to do your best to work on your baggage, the things that you are still holding on to, because when Saturn goes into Aries, even just for a blip next year, 2025, you've got one foot in a new life and you don't want to bring that stuff with you into the next life. Similarly, because Saturn is in the 12th, it's a time to focus on your spirituality, to meditate, to reflect, to work, to build your interiority. That means your internal self relationship with yourself, but also how do you nourish that and even nourish a connection to something greater. For some people, it really is defining what do you believe in, what do you stand for, what do you think is true in a very quiet and personal way. For some people, this is a time to do a lot of deep inner exploration, spiritual exploration, and really connecting to the subtle realms. Taurus, Venus is your planet and it's in Aquarius. And it'll be in Aquarius, I believe, for another week or so. And for you, Aquarius is something called your 10th sign. So it's about career. It's about the title after your name. It's about your ambitions, your goals, your duties, your responsibilities. And so right now there's a lot of focus on your professional life, your external life. Even if you're like, I don't have a career, I'm retired. Well, we still have duties and responsibilities. We still have a public facing part of our life. And so you need to, how is this relevant to you? It's to see how do you feel a little bit more pressure on you right now. I said this last week and I'll say it again, and it's something that we will revisit continuously. Pluto is now in something called your 10th. And this is a much bigger transit, much bigger chapter than Venus, because Venus only spends 3-4 weeks in a sign. Pluto will spend 20 years, yes, 20 years in your career sign. So you are right on the cusp of a major shift point in either your profession, your sense of what you want to be, what you want to do when you grow up, your sense of power in the world, whether you are taking on more power or you need to reevaluate your relationship with power. For some people, it could be very obvious how Pluto is beginning to shift things. I can think of a couple of Tauruses in mind, but for some people, maybe not so much. We're still in the early stages, but just see how February and even into the beginning of March really starts to give you your first taste of this time. That said, Pisces is something called your 11th. And so Saturn has been in your 11th since March of 2023. The 11th is almost to the end of your personal astrology. The 11th is about friends, community, society, humanity, social issues, and social causes. For some of you, this is a time for you to get very clear about who your friends are, whether you feel that you need to, pare down your social circle. Saturn is very choosy. Saturn does not like frenemies. Saturn does not like people who are sort of in and out of your life. Saturn likes rock solid connections. Saturn also can build community, whether you are using this time to really reach out and connect to people who are like-minded, to rally behind a social issue, a social cause, to be more involved in your community. Pisces is very altruistic, so it really wants to do something in the world that really aligns with its heart and its soul. Gemini, so Mercury is your planet, and Mercury is in something called your 10th right now. So the 10th is something called the highest point in your astrology. It's career, it's the title after your name, it's the duties and responsibilities that you carry in the world. It's also a very public place for your planet right now. It will be into Aries by the end of next week, so it's pretty zippy at this point in its trip around your personal zodiac. But nevertheless, this is the time to really focus on your professional life. We will have a Pisces new moon in a week and a half, if I'm remembering my astrology correctly. So you are sort of coming up to a time in the beginning of March that gives you a reset in your professional life. To that point, Saturn is in your career sign. It's been there since March of 2023. Saturn is, Saturn can come down a little bit hard, if I'm being completely honest. Saturn is like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And you're like, Katie, I don't know. Well, Saturn is trying to help you to answer that question. What do I want to become? What do I want to be? What sort of role do I want to play out in the public world? Saturn talks about these big professional milestones or milestones in your personal life. Saturn through the 10th can be the birth of a child. It can be needing to become becoming a parent, needing to take on a professional role, maybe receiving a promotion, building your professional life. Again, it's different for every person. It's to really see what this means for you. But Pisces as a career sign is kind of a funny sign to be in an area that's so much about power and ambition, because Pisces is always like, I don't care if they pay you $1 million. I don't care if you have the corner suite office high on a high rise. First, it has to feed your soul. And so the work that you are doing this week, Sun Saturn conjunction, the building around your career or power, duty and responsibility, it has to feed your soul. Gemini, Cancer. Cancer, so as we start the week, the moon, which is your planet, it's in Libra, and this is your first little glimmer that we are a month out from eclipse season. And while the eclipses are not going to be in your sign, they are in two very important signs in your personal astrology. Libra is something called your sign of home and family, and then there will be a lunar eclipse on March 25th, and then there will be a solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th, which is your career sign. See, this as you start this week, what is going on in your household? What is going on around family, home, where you live? Do you want to move? And very commonly, when there's eclipse in the fourth, home and family household, there can sometimes very often be a major move. So as you start the week, the moon is in Libra, and this is the 1 month away from the lunar eclipse. And so see how events this week, and particularly at the beginning of the week, presage or connect to events to come in March and April. It is a dynamic time for you, Cancer. It really says that March and particularly April will be bigger shift points for you. We will talk about that later, but that said, let's get to Saturn, because Pisces season, and particularly the Sun and Mercury in Pisces, meets up with Saturn this week. You are in a three-year period where that's the thing about Saturn the ninth. It's not tangible. It's not like your career. It's not like relationships, because it's very subjective. What do you believe in? What do you stand for? There is no universal truth. What is your truth? It's not that we can't look outside of ourselves, get a degree, read all the books, get very hungry for information and different perspectives. But at some point, we need to figure out what we believe in, what we stand for. That part is on you. If it's not philosophical, meaning aligning your life with a philosophical mission, a very particular aim, This time could be focused on higher education, getting a degree, going back to school, committing to some sort of educational path, even if it's sort of not formal, not structured, that helps you to build your place in the world. For some of you, you're writers, you're publishing a book, you're doing new talks, and you're using this time to really share what you believe in and what you stand for. And I will say this because, like I said, it's a very subjective place for Saturn to be. Look for the theme, look for the story. How has the last year been philosophical for you, been existential, focused on education? Maybe you've traveled more. Maybe you're looking outside of yourself, not through the lens of university or college or training or education. You're looking through travel and exploration of the world. So this is a week to get outside of yourself and to look out into the world. Leo, you're one of my fixed signs. So we've got a pretty heavy duty square between Mars and Jupiter this week. Mars is in Aquarius. Got a lot of planets in Aquarius at the moment, although not as many as a few weeks ago. You've got Mars in your relationship sign. You've got Venus in your relationship sign. And as of January 20th, you have Pluto in your relationship sign, where it will be for the next 20 years. I know. So there's something about relationships this week. Mars can be a little bit of a noisy placement when it's in the relationship sign. It says that sometimes, and of course, this is going to be different for every person, a relationship demands attention, not just a romantic relationship, all relationships. It may mean that people are coming in and out of your life, or somebody in your life needs your attention. If it is a romantic partner, maybe something that has been on the back burner is no longer in the back burner. It is full burner, front and center burner. And then, of course, Venus is there, and Venus will be making a square to Uranus later this week. Venus for you is your sign of career, or direction. So this might be a very interesting week for you that is pushing at the four corners of your life. Leo, you're just one of the signs right now that's in a bit of a seismic shift. It's like a slow moving shift. It's one of those things when you sort of close your eyes and then like you look and like there's been a little bit of movement, but you wait along enough. You're like, oh wow, there really was a shift point 2023, 2024. On a bigger scale, you are sort of stepping into this new period of your life where relationships need to transform. It's a thing about Pluto, it is non-negotiable. They need to transform. That said, Saturn is in your eighth. It has been in your eighth since March 2023. It is not necessarily the easiest place for Saturn to be. It talks about your deepest emotions. You are doing a lot of heavy emotional lifting right now. You can use this time to focus on your emotional health. Maybe you work with a counselor or a therapist. Maybe you're doing other internal transformation work. Then you could also use this time to focus on your finances, the other side of this place. And maybe there's a lot of stuff going on in your financial life right now, whether it's debt, whether it's savings, whether it's taxes, whether it's benefits. And maybe there's some big decisions to make around finances this week, particularly around the Sun-Saturn conjunction. Virgo, Mercury is your planet. So it's Pisces at the moment, and there's a lot of things going on in Pisces. You heard me say in the introduction that we have a Sun-Saturn conjunction in Pisces this week. Mercury is right up there in the mix, and Mercury, by extension, is you. Right now, it is all about relationships. It is all about other people. Even if you have no romantic partnership in your life, you are a human, you are a social creature, and unless you live in the cabin by yourself in the woods, it is about relationship. And so make note of what is the state of relationship, who's coming in and out of your life this week, where is there a demand to take a relationship seriously, to define a relationship, to commit to another person. Saturn is a long-haul planet, so something is either working between you and another person or it's not working. Saturn is pretty cut and dry. Saturn says it's like it has to be in balance. And so, for some of you, you may receive that, that pushback from Saturn that something's not working. For some of you, it is a need to reconstruct, rebuild, recalibrate existing relationships. But Saturn loves relationships, and maybe this is a time, especially as you get into 2026, where you have built partnership, and for some of you, a major partnership, whether you are moving in with a partner, whether you are getting married, or making some other sort of commitment. Libra, so Venus is your planet and it's in Aquarius at the moment, and I think by the end of next week it'll zip into Pisces. First, Venus is in your sign of self. It's self, it's creativity, it's self-expression, it's children, it's passion, it's joy. And so this is a time where you need to really nourish what makes you you. That said, Venus will make a square to Uranus this week, and it might be a week that's really trying to illuminate something to get you to see yourself differently, even if it means looking at your inner saboteur. That said, it's Pisces season, the sun is in Pisces, Saturn is in Pisces, and so, Saturn's been in Pisces since March of 2023, so there's a lot of focus in your life right now. It's going to be different, of course, for every person. It's about your health and wellness, taking your health and wellness seriously, whether you need to put things back into order, make some positive choices, make some positive commitments, really. Saturn's also the planet about time. And how are you organizing your schedule? How are you organizing your day-to-day life? Is the schedule working? Are you showing up on time? One of the most powerful things we can do with Saturn energy is show up on time. Saturn loves that stuff. So maybe you are using this week to really follow through on something, to really get your schedule in order, maybe to make a doctor's appointment, maybe to really focus on your physical being, or to really clean something out. If it's not that, it's a perfect time to start a project, to get involved in something that is an act of service, something that's very close to the heart, but there is a need to really focus on operations right now and making sure the operations of your life are running smoothly. Scorpio, so Mars is your planet and it's in Aquarius, and we've been talking about this the past few weeks, but you are in a new era. I know that's a big statement, but as of January 20th, Pluto is in Aquarius, and if you could see the astrology the way that I see astrology, you would see a wheel. And there's a top and there's a bottom. There's a left and there's a right. And the bottom is the base and foundation symbolically of your life. Here comes Pluto. Of course, every person, every Scorpio rising is going to live this time differently. So Pluto going into the fourth says that something about roots, foundation, home, family, the sense of home, sense of family, where is home, who is home, is beginning to shift and shift in a very powerful and possibly irrevocable way. That's the thing about Pluto. It really marks something. It says old, new. That's in the past. We're moving forward. And maybe you feel like the axis of your life is starting to turn in a different direction. Of course, this is different things for different Scorpios. But with Mars down in the fourth, all the way into March, and the end of March, it's really really focusing on that home environment. Maybe you're thinking about moving. Maybe you're just really reprioritizing the home and family. Maybe your parents need more attention. But it's you're in a space in your personal clock where you're not in the public eye. You're in a space where it's more personal, and maybe it's about spending time with people, even if it's not family per se. It's that really close inner core of people in your life. Mars is making a square to Jupiter. It's sort of adding to this energy of shifts, and sort of the axis of your life is turning a bit, but it is getting into themes around money and income, value and worth, the things that you are investing in, maybe investing in the home environment. That said, it is Pisces season and the Sun and Mercury are alongside Saturn this week. Saturn has been in what's called your fifth since March of 2023, and it'll be in your fifth until February of 2026. You are a year into a three-year period where you need to get very clear about who you are. And who you are, whether it is taking yourself and taking your talent seriously, whether it is really prioritizing a talent or gift, or really investing time in expressing something that's about your personality. For some of you, it is about children. The fifth is the space of children, for example. So whether maybe it's a pregnancy or whether it's thinking about becoming pregnant or building a family, for example. Of course, that's not going to be relevant to everybody, but you are, that said, broader picture. You're in a very, you know, particular time in your life where you need to get very clear about who you are. And maybe that means a creative project. Maybe that just means having a strong sense of self. But then again, everybody, every Scorpio is going to live this time differently. Sagittarius. So Sagittarius, Jupiter is your planet. You hear me say this every week. And so you are coming to the end of Jupiter's time in something called your six. It has been since May of 2023, a time to focus on operations, to really look at the systems that run your day-to-day life, to make changes, to put things in order, or to focus on health and wellness and making positive changes in diet, fitness, nutrition, and how you take care of your physical life and how you take care of your physical body. When Jupiter goes into Gemini on May 25th, you will see that the second half of 2024 is very different than the first half of 2024. Because when Jupiter goes into Gemini, it starts to make something called a square to Saturn in Pisces. And as you're in a point in your life, in 2024 in particular, going to 2025, where it is about sort of like the four corners of your life. It's about new beginnings, it's about relationships, maybe even serious relationships coming in. It's about changes in the home, maybe you're moving, and maybe the Sun-Saturn conjunction this week in Pisces is giving you a little bit of a heads up about these much bigger changes to come in the second half of this year. Keep in mind that since March of 2023, Saturn has been in the base and bottom of your chart. If you could see astrology in the way that I see astrology, you would see a wheel, and there's a top and there's a bottom. There's a left and there's a right. And the bottom is the base and foundation, symbolically speaking, of your life. One of the things I love about Saturn is that it really talks about how life unfolds in these different seasons and different chapters. There will be times when it's more about your professional life, your goals and ambitions. There will be times where it's about settling down. You are in a time, Sagittarius, that is about settling down. That doesn't mean that it has to be something traditional. It doesn't mean that you have to do anything that you don't have to get married if that's what we want. Of course not. Settling down means really coming into your life on a deeper level. And for some people, it does mean getting married, starting a family. For some people, it's making a move, putting down roots, and defining where is home and who is home. But it's for you to see, how is this energy showing up in your life? Are you making a move? Are you thinking about relationship? Are you thinking about these sort of bigger points in our life? Maybe a parent needs more attention, but it is a precursor to the bigger changes to come in the second half of 2024. Keep in mind that this might be a week of events, milestones, something that's very foundational, and it presages again not only the second half of the year, but there will be an eclipse in Pisces on September 17th. So lots of things going on with home and family in the household. Again, see how that relates to you. Capricorn. Capricorn, Saturn is your planet. So we are 1 year into a three-year chapter where it's focusing on voice, communication, how you think, listen, and learn. Of course, every Capricorn is going to live this time differently, but we all have a voice, hopefully. We all need to educate ourselves, absolutely, and we'll all do that in different ways. So whether you are taking a lot of classes right now, reading a lot of books, getting very curious and inquisitive, maybe you're a writer, you're starting a manuscript, maybe you're doing more public speaking, but this is a time where you're really focusing on the mind and the voice and how you communicate and how you think and how you listen. And see how that's coming up for you. But Saturn being Saturn, we have to really be accountable. The third, which is where Saturn is right now, it also speaks about choices. And it's maybe with the Sun-Saturn conjunction this week, it is a check-in on your choices. It is a check-in on your commitments. How are you showing up? Are you showing up? Of course you are. You're a Capricorn. But there's a lot of pressure on you this week. Even though you are a Capricorn and Saturn is your planet, you don't get, a free pass. It sort of sets the bar even higher for you this week. That said, anything that is happening, it is part of this bigger story that takes you into the beginning of 2026. Yes, 2026. That said, we are 1 month away from eclipses, and these are some pretty dynamic eclipses. There's going to be a lunar eclipse in your career sign on the 25th of March. There's going to be a solar eclipse in your home environment on the 8th of April. You are in a time where it is about the bigger points, the bigger milestones, the bigger arc of your life, relationships, home, family, household. Somebody moves in, somebody moves out. And you may start to get some previews of the eclipses to come, because that's the thing, eclipses can show up a month or even more early. With the Mars square Jupiter, Mars is really bringing up a lot of emotional material. Maybe you're becoming emotionally involved in something, you want to become an advocate, you're really standing up for what you believe in. But Mars and Jupiter, just keep an open mind. Aquarius. So Saturn is your planet. You hear me say this every week. And Saturn, since March 7th of last year, 2023, it's in something called your second sign. Here's the thing, Aquarius, because you are governed by Saturn, which means Saturn is your planet, your life has these very distinct three-year chapters. Because every 3 years is the time frame in which Saturn goes through a zodiac sign. So you had 2020 to March of 2020 to March of 2023, that was Saturn in Aquarius. Hey, you're in Aquarius. And then the energy over the last year is really focusing on your material life. So we all need a roof over our head. We all need food in the kitchen, money in the bank. Of course, we need different varying amounts of that, depending on what we think is important. But this is a time to really make sure that the basics are good. So whether you need to increase your income, you need to create, really set a budget or get everything in order and organized. Maybe you've never really thought about what you'd need in order to feel safe and secure and to thrive in your life. But that said, money, property, assets, value, worth continue to be big themes in your life, whether you are purchasing a property or whether you are looking at receipts and trying to make sure everything adds up. That's just one of the things about this time. If it's not actual worth, it could be self-worth or sort of the value that we put into things. And maybe by the time Saturn clears the space, you realize that the things you thought were important and valuable in March of 2023 are not the case as you get into the beginning of 2026. That said, so the Sun-Saturn conjunction this week is a big checkpoint on the story. And of course you're doing the right thing. You're living up to Saturn's high bar. But I'm just saying, because Saturn is Saturn, the bar is set higher this week. And maybe the choices that you're making, especially with Mercury in the mix, are some pretty serious choices around money, income, finance, value, and worth. Finally, Pisces. So happy birthday, Pisces. I know we're getting to the end of your season. We just had that Virgo full moon a couple days ago. So life's a bit illuminated at the moment. Maybe relationships are a bit illuminated at the moment. That said, you've had Saturn in your sign, Pisces, since March of 2023. This only happens once every 30 years. Yes, 30 years. So from March of 2023 until February of 2026, you have Saturn in your sign. It's a time of new beginnings. It's a time of new chapters where you have to sort of step into something, and maybe in a very sobering or mature way. Saturn is Saturn, so we can't cut corners. We have to be the adult. We have to be the parent. We have to be accountable. So this could be a time that's very constructive. You're really building a new chapter and foundation in your life. You are rising up to Saturn's high bar, or maybe you are getting a little bit of feedback from Saturn. Something is not working. Of course, I'm sure everything is working, but you know, I gotta do my due diligence as an astrologer. Saturn just wants us to put in the work. And if I'm being a little bit honest, and I'm putting a little bit of a traditional astrology hat for a moment, Saturn can put a lot of weight and pressure on our sign. Maybe this is a little bit different if you're a Pisces rising versus a sun sign Pisces, but from a very traditional perspective, guard your health. So you can use this time positively. Maybe you make changes in your diet. Maybe you decide to go to the gym. Maybe you decide to get very clear about the things that you want, you know, in your life and the things that you don't want in your life. But that said, any sort of decisions and commitments that you make this week are meant to have a lasting effect. So you can use this energy, to make a major commitment to yourself or to a new beginning in your life this week. Saturn can also talk about personal milestones. Life is a little bit capital L life for you with Saturn alongside. So see where you're, see how this energy is really showing up for you, whether you are getting married, starting a family, whether you're planning a major move, you're coming to the end of something, coming to the beginning of something. But every Pisces, of course, is going to live this time differently, but see where things are at, especially as we get to the Pisces new moon. I think that Pisces new moon is a couple weeks from now, and that's going to be your personal reset for your new year. So there you go. That is your look at the astrology of this week, February 26th through March 3rd, 2024. Again, my name is Katie Sweetman. I'm an astrologer and psychic medium located here in the New York City area. You can book a consultation with me. I know some of you are my clients. I love really sitting down with somebody and walking through the chart with them, really making them become aware of the space and the orientation of their life. And of course, talking about the key core structures, the key themes that their life is building around. So you can go to my website, empoweringastrology.com. It's working, thank the Lord. You can book a consultation. You can sign up for my newsletter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Spotify. I'm on YouTube. I'm on all the things. So I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you all next week. Just do your Saturn work. Sign up for my Saturn Masterclass, my 12-week look at your life through the lens of each of the 12 zodiac signs. It's meant to be a transformation work because I'm a Scorpio. And till the next time, take care. Bye-bye.